Commissioner of Finance and Strategy on the 21st of July. Where's this year gone?
Yeah.
Press on with the agenda, which you can't see. 26th, 24th, to receive apologies for absence. That's only one, isn't there? Which is to reason on holiday. And we're all happy to accept that as a reasonable reason. To record declarations of interest. Members invited to declare any relevant interests. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare as they go along. Nobody?
No.
All right, Ian, public session. Would you like to say anything today?
Thank you. I understand item 2662 has been brought into the public session, and I will remain for that. I provided a schedule that shows that the parking fees are higher than any other on the East Coast or East Anglia. Those other councils have the same other costs of maintaining the car parks and seafront as does the City Council and WMTC. The parking charge is else a tourist tax and does not reflect the cost of providing the car park and the associated facilities. The current parking restrictions should be extended to prevent parking in adjoining residential areas and increase revenue from the car parks. The actual cost of the seafront toilet should be reimbursed by the City Council who own the seafront and obtain about £250,000 per year from it, including from beach hut site rents. The transfer of those toilets from the City Council to WMTC was not a Mexican standoff, as claimed, but a surrender. The City Council have acknowledged that their revenue is allocated to central funds and is not ring-fenced for use on the seafront. The season tickets available to local residents should not cost more than those available to beach hut owners, of whom only 20% are residents. That of beach hut owners is equivalent to 10 visits of over 4 hours at £9.45, but residents would stay for up to four hours and no more, i.e. 10 visits at £7.45. An FOI request showed that only 3 residents' season tickets were sold in the previous year, which indicates that the cost is unreasonable. The council received no income from beach hut site rents and represents that those living here as residents should be properly represented. 2662B. I consider the report from the earlier parking working group chaired by Councillor Acker should be reviewed and its recommendations submitted to NEP. This would include double yellow lines with blips on the north side of the esplanade to prevent obstruction of traffic flow and the line of sight of residents. 2662C. I refer to my submission in respect to the scoping of claiming prescriptive easement on the basis of it being used for parking by residents for over 20 years. I also consider that on-street parking can be substantially increased to the benefit of residents and traders by the introduction of a one-way system that follows the bus route. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. You raised some very useful points there. Any chance of a transcript of that?
Yes. Thanks.
Would you mind sending it to us?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Unfortunately, I'm going to now suggest that we do defer the item that Ian has just spoken about. Some of it will be covered on Thursday's meeting, and the rest of it will be covered in the September meeting.
I would like to put forward that obviously it needs to be moved into the open session of the meeting first, so the agenda needs to be...
Would you like to propose that?
Yes, I'd like to propose that item 2662 is moved into the last, after 2660, became the last item in the open session.
I'll second that.
All in favour? Okay.
And then, as a matter of deferring it, I think we need to discuss it. At the time that it arises on the agenda, or now, if you like, but I don't know whichever way round you like to do it.
Well, I think we need to defer it.
With respect, Bob, yeah, that's your point of view, but I don't agree with that entirely. We need to just debate it.
Okay, well, shall we debate it when we get to it?
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. To review, to next item 47, to review and agree the terms of reference for the strategy and finance meeting. I don't think these need changing really, but have we got any views on them?
My view is they don't need any changes.
That would be my view. I mean, we went into it, I think, over a number of years, and this was the one that came up,
yeah,
and we were happy with it then.
Okay, so do we have a proposal and seconder that we accept the terms as they are? All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. To confirm the minutes of the Finance and Strategy meeting of the 14th of April. Has everybody read those?
The ones on the 13th of April were put forward because they were in a previous council meeting. I can't remember who, someone said they'd already been agreed, but they hadn't.
Yeah.
What nonsense.
We're dealing with the 14th of April.
14th of April. Talking about finance and strategy.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking about.
Yes,
well, apologies.
Yeah.
Apologies, sorry,
for another day.
Yeah,
apologies.
Yeah.
No, I've got no issue with anything.
No, I think
it's an accurate record.
John, a second there in order.
I can't because I wasn't here.
You weren't here.
Was I here?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Was I there?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I wasn't here. So,
yes. All in favour? That's it. Meet there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I have to. Yeah.
Thank you. Strategy document. Has everybody looked at version 6? As much as the earlier one, except I added a few items in there to cover the itemised projects for this year, which I don't think were in the previous one.
And of course, a couple of things have changed.
Yeah.
It's already agreed in principle that will form part of future thinking. The basically, the arms houses on Sandlin Rich are now agreed.
They have been agreed. Yes.
That says that they are to be agreed, so it's a minor change there.
What section was that, Nigel?
4A.
Chair, I've got several points on the document. If I can speak to them. I think it was left last time, wasn't it, that we would look at it. See whether there would be any revisions for this meeting. One or two have only come up in the last week, otherwise I would have probably put some formal amendments forward. On 5, I'm looking at the principal aims for this council over the next 3 years and beyond. Interestingly, one has come up quite strongly in relation to our proposals for the glebe. The issue of a doctor's surgery for Mersey is one that is still very much alive amongst a lot of people. And having seen what they feel, I think we're quite clear that it's not for us to do it. It's not for us to fund. That doesn't mean to say that we can't actually do all we can try and secure additional premises or one premise for a doctor's surgery. So I would like to see that in 5 in terms of maximising effort to promote a new doctor's surgery. And the other thing that I think comes up, we've got Bradwell in there, which is a really important issue, I think, going forward. The other issue, which has also come up very strongly in relation to the local plan, but I think it's a separate item, is maintenance of the protection of our environment, which I feel is also strongly, and one which we've got a really good track record on, but it's not specifically dealt with in terms of looking forward. So I'm very happy if the committee agreed to come up with two amendments which would deal with both the doctor surgery and with the environment. But of course, that's on the basis that it felt necessary to put it in the aims of the council looking forward to the next 3 years and beyond.
But it's important, isn't it, John?
It is important.
Does it not get mentioned at all? Perhaps it doesn't.
No.
Would you like being mentioned about the environment?
Only in the planning of local policies.
Yes, I would probably put it in five.
Yeah, separate item. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. So the environment is mentioned with regard to the local plan.
But it would be on doctor surgery, on the doctor promoting adequate facilities and promotion of a new increased
capacity
for the Mersey Islands surgery. And on the environment, ensuring that the local environment is protected in accordance with due regulation and legislation. Is that okay?
I would hope we would do that anyway, wouldn't we? But
no, but
yes.
I think it's
important for your committee in particular.
But I think also in terms of the community that we see our environment as something we've got to work
with. Absolutely.
If that's agreeable.
And
I was just going to say, is that not covered in A anyway? Because it says it mentions about
natural environment. You're right. I looked at it from that point. I think that's freestanding because local plan will go next year.
Yeah.
And I want it to be something which is for the whole 3 years.
Yeah, because as you say, that A, as it's worded, is in relation to the local plan, but you want it as a freestanding.
Oh, but it's a freestanding.
And in item.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
You want to change that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy with that. Is everyone?
It's a point I thought. It's a bit like with the doctor thing. It says and services. I mean, it's a broad. We should be doing all of it, and that's the way I looked at it. But it
came up in relation to the development of the glebe. Why are we going for the sports facilities rather than the doctor?
But is that going to look like that's sort of an aim of ours to specifically
achieve it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Perhaps you could word it such as advocating for the provision of wherever possible.
Yeah. It's not up to us.
Because we can't put a goal of providing it, but we're advocating for the provision.
I'm sure we can provide a word for.
Well, do you want to come up with a set of words?
I'll come up with it. Yeah.
I think it can go in, but it's beyond our remit, isn't it?
I'm not saying we should do it. I'm saying that it's pressure.
Yeah. Nigel's point was for A. An initiative in the Town Council has been agreed in principle. What could we just say has now
been agreed? Yeah.
Has been agreed. I think it was June this year, wasn't it? Appeared in the second.
It's very recently, yes.
I think it was June.
It would have been June, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, itemised projects, we've done the beacon on the Esplanade, so you can cross that out if you want to.
Well, it's a little aid memoir to me when it comes to the town meeting. I might remember things we've done.
Well, it just says itemised projects for 26-27. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because
that has been done anyway.
I have duplicated E and T, I think it was
No, there isn't a T. No.
Improvements to Furze Road and Feldy Road cemeteries. Is the last one, it's T, isn't it?
No, it's S.
It's reinstatement to rafts on there.
Oh, got different copies.
I've got S.
We've got a different one.
Yeah, I've got S.
Have you got?
Yeah, we've got S.
There is no T on this one.
Right.
But you've obviously got an extra item within your list.
Well, all right. So what have we got on the list? We've got repairs to skate park. We've got new play equipment to West Mersey Park, which is what we know is done, almost done. Completion of the safe walkway, yes, which is working on. Broomhill's green sward, we mustn't forget that.
Oh, it isn't. We're still waiting for the contact details for the other resident.
Yeah.
It's in hand.
Yeah. But I think the E is duplicated by a later one, but it might not be on that list, so let's leave it on there for a second. Continued planning of multi-use facility, Glebe, obviously, yes. Improved drainage to youth field. Could be done. Improvements of play areas of Glebe 2, that's subject to 106 funding, which could come. The houses are coming along nicely, aren't they, Nigel?
Can't say, it's difficult to tell.
Yeah.
If you, I don't know.
Improvements of Fairhaven toilets, yes, we need to do that. Planting of semi-mature trees, we need to do that. Notice board, Coast Guard compound. It's one for your list, I think.
Ah, no, that's one that Karen and I have just kind of sourced with the people there for meeting.
So how are we going to go about it?
Well, that's why we're going to meet to go about it.
So
we'll
ask the museum person.
To understand what's the aims and what we need to get on.
Well, it's just that I thought we might do it in the similar sort of vein of the... all the others along there, which were done by, forgot the name. Who's the artist?
Are we talking about notice boards now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that artist
the
name?
The guy who did the three.
Did the work, but the actual drawing, the actual artwork was all done by Leafy Dumas.
Right.
It was a local artist, and so I just happen to like her style. What do you think about keeping it in the same style? Is that reasonable?
Yeah. Come up with an idea.
Yeah.
That's why not discuss it with them.
Yeah.
So that's in hand.
That's in hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Need to talk to the museum about that, don't we? Well, I can't see. Yes, that's on the list, isn't it? Replacement picnic bench. Well, that should be done by now. But it's not. Reinstatement of beacon. Well, we have done that, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for the four posts around it.
Well, yeah.
Improvements to the sensory garden. We haven't done that yet. Continued maintenance of trees. Well, we're doing that all the time. Wildflower Meadow in Willoughby Car Park. That's on your list. Yeah,
it's not on mine.
Not yet.
It's not on the document I'm looking at. I'm looking at version 4. That's
version 6 on this thing, wasn't it?
It was on
version 6.
It's fine.
So Willoughby Car Park. We need to look at that one. Upgraded disabled toilets. We've done that. We've done that already. Reinstatement of rafts. Well, that's probably next year, isn't it? Improvements of Feldy, First Road, and Barfield cemeteries. Well, we take out Feldy and First Road because that was E. The Barfield cemetery, we did say we would.
Not on our one. No, it's already been taken out.
It's already been taken out.
We've gone
the extra one.
A to. S.
We're on version 6.
Version 6 got A to S, and there is E isn't about the cemeteries. There is only one.
Highlighted
for the cemetery.
You probably can't see it, Bob, but the top.
Well, that's true.
Version 6.
Well, it says version 6 on there.
that's a mystery.
We have lots of mysteries, don't we? But why haven't I got the latest version of Word? When I checked it, it is the latest version.
Well, I've no idea why that's different. But
anyway, carrying on quickly. Priority items, continued liaison with cultures and emerging local plan. Yes, doing that, aren't we? Discussions go to the potential transfer of assets. That's important.
Yeah, although nothing's happened at all.
No, well, I've emailed again regarding it, and I still haven't had response back.
Yeah.
So there's alternative people that I can female that I look into.
Well, who did you write to? I did
Sandra.
I've got it in here somewhere.
Yeah, and Simon. I know he's resigned, but it was before.
I mean, it's an important subject, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to try to get some of these plots that we're looking for transferred to us before everything changes.
Yeah. If everything changes.
I've got C in here, working in Colchester City Council, inspect the PSP, of PSPOs. Yeah,
right.
It's just come through, isn't it?
Yes.
It's been agreed. It started on the 17th.
Yeah, but that's only on the water, isn't it?
That's only on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a seaward areas of Mersey.
Yeah, okay.
So I think that's been achieved, but we leave it on. Glee project, of course, obviously. Other longer-term projects of which funds will be earmarked, where they're all listed there. Nothing particularly special about any of those. They're just reminders for you and I to make sure we've got them covered.
Yeah.
Other earmarked reserves. Funding of $60,000 to fully cover prepaid burials. Well, that's just been arranged. We've just made a transfer, haven't we, Nigel?
We have, yes, there is money in a separate account.
Separate account, Ian. General reserve, $150,000 in reserves, according to Appendix A. Yep. Major projects not currently in earmarked reserves. And they're all listed there. Metatically, project, which we'll come to later on. And then there's Appendix 1, which is the reserves policy, which I think we've agreed anyway in Council, haven't we? So have we got the wording now from John?
Well, John's going to send it. John's going to send me the wording.
Are we in a position, Nigel, to agree that with that adjusted wording that we accept this strategy?
Well, I agree. Yes, I've done a bit.
Yes,
I'm in agreement.
So we need to make those changes and just distribute it, and then we can put it on the website. internal auditors report. Well, this is a very quick one, isn't it? Is that the next item on the agenda?
Yes.
I think this was me not understanding what was happening. I wasn't sure that we were in fact getting bank reconciliation signed and checked by a councillor who is not a chair of bank and surgery, but you've corrected me on that.
Whether we should just minute it at the meeting to say that it's happened.
Well, Jan would know then, wouldn't she?
Yeah, so it might be worth, I mean, it's done at every meeting, but if it could be perhaps minuted that it's been done.
Can we do that? Just add it to the agenda. It won't get added to Thursday, so it's too late.
Yeah.
I thought it was on there off before anyway.
Well, yes, but
so
not the bank reconciliations aren't signed.
What are the actions? You want just that the bank decisions are signed and checked by council. So we got a proposer?
John proposing.
Seconder?
I don't
mind. Does that council have to be a member of this committee? Or
It must not be.
It must not be a signatory.
And all members of the finance committee are signatories. So it can't be.
I don't think Dave's
a signatory. That's what I want.
No, it can be Dave.
It's non-signatory.
So
I trust that we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't think that anyone's got anything else on Jan's report that we haven't already actioned.
I've been putting together a publication thing, so that's hoping to put that. I'll ping it over to you, Nigel, and you can have a look, see if there's anything else put that on the next council agenda.
Yeah,
we had one already, but it wasn't there.
It wasn't anything.
So that's on the next agenda. Well, not the next one, the one after that.
The risk assessment has been updated with the comments that Jan mentioned.
But this is very comprehensive, Bob, isn't it?
It was a good report, wasn't it?
It was a very good report.
She found quite a lot not right. Could be improved on the previous one, which we've done. And they were good points, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I think I think she's done a good job.
Yeah.
Our internal auditor.
But our answers are good as well.
Of course. So I'll be happy that we finish with that item.
Mm.
review the following reports by the Town Clerk and Responsible Finance Officer, Task Tracker. This is something, David, you won't have seen previously.
I did, because Carol sent me a copy.
Oh, right.
She updated it and sent me a copy a few couple of weeks ago, but I did ask just to see where we were at, which...
it's an excellent document.
Mm.
I keep looking at something that's been missed off.
Keep trying, don't you?
But I haven't found anything yet.
No.
Well, I thought I had, but... But it is useful. I've highlighted a few things on here that seem to be dragging their feet a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that's not perhaps not fair. There's one item, but the French drain is on here. It's probably an autumn job, I would think.
Did we ever
agree to do it, I suppose?
Yeah, we agreed to it, but I think Carol's holding off finding quotes because of the work, actually, when it can start, you get the quotes, and then...
Because there's also the option of having one of our groundsmen trained to...
But he has
now
been trained, hasn't he? So he has a digger licence now.
However it's completed, it's on there.
Is that worth something that I'll look at with to see... plans of sort of how to achieve it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to sort of
would you mind?
No, it's fine.
We originally asked May Days. In fact, we gave May Days an orbit when they were around.
Yeah.
Around now, are they?
Is it Gary that's got the licence?
No.
Gary's got the licence.
Yeah,
he's just got to go back to redo.
Sorry.
We can dig the trenches, but you'd like to know where, and then we need the pipes to go underneath, don't we? And where do we run it to? Does it go to the ditch?
It's really a trade off between, is it cheaper, quicker to do, contract it all out and do it ourselves.
Well, it may be, but we won't know to be fair.
We don't
come up with
a
plan.
Okay. Mm. It's been waiting about 20 years, so.
A bit like the bathing raft then.
Well,
they could be another 20 years, mate.
Yeah, no.
Glebe 2, that bridge in Glebe 2, well, I think we're doing something about
that. I think
we've
just done that now.
No, I don't think so. I spoke to Carol the other day.
I just got something on my WhatsApp today.
Oh, that's
there's some wood stored somewhere that was going to be used.
Yeah, or something, wasn't there?
The comments hadn't been done the other day, but it might have been done.
The comments in red have been done by whom? Bob?
Carol, I think.
Carol, this is
all of us update it. So if it's an item that I put on, I update. If it's in red, it hasn't been finished.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, so the wood's in place, but not the anti slip yet?
No.
They may need he might need anti-slip on it. What I've used in the past is stuff
if
boats.
It's wood, it's going to get green and stuff,
yeah.
And it's
roof
and
felt.
So there's all sorts of little characters that aren't. That's not particularly expensive.
But the wood's down.
Good. That's partially finished, isn't it? The accessible picnic bench. Been hanging around for ages.
They were waiting for 2 grounds, weren't they, to install it? Because Gary said he couldn't do that job on his own.
Well, he couldn't do it himself. Well, we now have two.
Yeah.
It would be nice to get that done because the one we've got there is not safe. Skate park repairs, well, we know we're waiting. We know the reason why we're waiting.
I spoke to Gary and said that Marcus came down last week to measure up the grind rail, and he said that he'd be in contact again to try and move it forward for completion of the skate park event.
Before the 24th of August, Christmas light breaker and sensor, after 17. Well,
can I just ask about that, Bob? That skate park repairs, why is that? Is that not something that's under our remit rather than the council?
We've contracted somebody, but he wasn't able to finish the job. He had something that came up personally that meant that he couldn't complete it.
Right.
So there's just the ground rail to finish off, so we're just waiting before we pay.
Right.
But they've done a lot of work on that.
Yeah.
They filled all the gaps in and they've reinforced the edges to get
so for community and assets there's nothing left to sort of
not
sort
necessarily
out
on the skate park. It could be extended and they're always ongoing repairs at the skate park.
Yeah.
When it was just the emergency, I would say the really high risk repairs that he ended up doing. He looked at it all and there were the repairs that he thought were deemed necessary at that time.
Okay.
But it's always worth another look.
But it
I think it's something that's going to need to be in the budget. It's an ongoing, there's always something there for repairs.
Is it a safety issue?
Yeah. Not at the moment, no. That's why the repairs have been completed.
That's
why. It's been flagged up as something that should be improved.
No, no. John was just asking you with regard to this skate park.
No, it's perfectly safe.
It could be made safer, which is what we're trying to do. Christmas lights, breaker and sensor.
I think we need
there's a licence that we need to apply for, licence or lighting licence, I can't remember which one, that Dave said he'd go through with me.
Which we've never applied for before.
No, I know, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? Yeah, we've got this wire that's... yeah. It goes across to somewhere that we won't talk about, that, you know. But yeah, okay.
So we'll look at that together.
Yeah.
Bathing rafts and trees adjacent to the tennis court. Well, this is going to come up again when we have the final review of this lease. Come to attend quotes. Yeah, we need to do something about those trees next to the tennis court. Item 36.
Okay. I've got bathing rafts.
No, I beg your pardon.
It's 38.
You'll have to excuse my eyes. I can't.
Yes, it's 38.
Yeah.
38.
Would you like this one, Bob? It's a bit bigger.
Oh, you are lovely, aren't you? That's why you're his right hand person.
Yeah, absolutely. Trouble is, it's not marked in yellow. You
right,
anticipate it.
Right, so item
40.
Sorry.
Community assets, Fairhaven toilets, windows. We are looking at that, aren't we?
I spoke about this ages ago because it's just the inside decoration now, isn't it?
Well, we didn't do the
ceiling board and plaster, infill skylights and stuff. Sorry, I'm...
You have to blame my right hand.
Well,
I think
you're going
to
be cleaning.
Yeah,
well,
I was looking down there. I
was
going to be done when the toilet's
closed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, who agreed that?
I don't know. I think it was just for...
I mean, it does make sense, but really...
What's that?
When they put the new roof on and the skylights, it's not finished around it, because obviously the ceiling was damaged.
We don't need to close the toilets for that, do we?
I wouldn't have thought so, if I'm honest. No. I would have thought a barrier across for a little while would be okay. It won't take long.
It won't take long to do.
No. I did say that.
It looks very unfinished at the moment, doesn't it? I mean, when it comes to painting the whole lot inside, perhaps that does have to wait, but that's not quite so important.
Mm.
Item 40, the windows, well, again, that's not urgent, is it? But, is it?
No. The ones that have been there for
have been there since
50 years.
1920 or something.
Is that something we want to do, Bob, those windows?
Well, we decided at a council meeting that we would.
We decided we'd get prices on it to see whether it was economic or not.
Because apparently, aren't they metal frame like crittle
windows?
They're sort of fixed in position because they've corroded or something.
Yeah.
So they're kept open all the time, which may or may be a good thing, but you know.
Ventilation's
nice.
Good in those places, I won't lie.
So the ventilation's good, but it doesn't look nice.
No.
It doesn't, but. Anyway, we said we would look at the prices.
Yeah.
So you've highlighted the date on item 42.
Did I? Where's the date?
You've got the 6th and the 7th. There we
go. Oh, 42, you mean?
Yeah, 42. Yeah, that's what I said.
Did you just say 43?
No, that's 42.
It's not only my eyes, and my ears as well. Sorry. 6th and 7th, yes. It has been done, has it?
Complete.
Yeah, I think...
Shouldn't date, yes.
I did read something. We were waiting for something, didn't we?
Said that they were there.
Okay. I'm sure I read somewhere that hadn't been finished.
Well, the Willoughby we're talking about.
Willoughby, okay. Next one.
44. Park equipment's highlighted and the date.
27. That's really a sort of amen wire that when we contact Karen Syrett again about the grant that she's agreed, section 106 she's agreed, we need to remind her say to her that we are starting the work at the end of the month on that date. And there's no problem with this section 106, is there?
When we get to that section, I'll update
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. Next one.
And then 45, the date has been highlighted.
14th of the 7th. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's because I saw them taking the trees down.
Yeah, I think that's ongoing. I think they found a nest, so they had to delay some of the work, but they're back there this week.
Okay. Breaks my heart to see these trees come down. It does.
Mm. 48, the comments been highlighted.
Oh, yes, well, that's a pat here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where would be those?
I don't think there are so many quotes at the moment trying to obtain. I think this one wasn't a priority one.
No, it's not priority, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
58.
Community assets. The paving slabs grant. Oh, yes. This is the Century Garden, Dave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which one is that, sorry?
The Century Garden.
58. Okay.
Doesn't
there's nothing in there yet. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Remove paving slabs across the area.
Yeah, this has come up at full council.
Yeah, okay.
If you're approaching it from Barfield Road, it's not safe.
Okay.
So
three
routes.
We
should take those slabs up.
So take the slabs, level it, and
level
grass
it. And grass it.
Okay.
It's the smallest job, just needs doing. Really.
That's all.
But a very useful report. I think it's a really good report to have.
Yeah.
So in each meeting we'll just review it. And,
does this come up at every meeting?
It will do.
Okay, it is very useful. First time I've seen it laid out in this form.
Oh, you want a copy?
Just you do.
Okay.
I like it in the large type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Aged debtors, always a favourite subject of mine.
Yeah, so I've printed off a computer generated copy, but then I've also extrapolated it into Excel and put some comments in there. So there aren't many. The first one will be addressed in this month's return. The other ones, they've been chased either today and yesterday, or yesterday, and three of them are within 30 days anyway.
Yes, it's our second item down, isn't it? 466, which is a bit old, isn't it?
Well, I assume that's for I don't know. Allotment or something, is it?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's allotments.
They're both allotments, The 497, 496.
This report really is just to make sure things don't get away from us.
Well, that's why, because obviously Paul was on the job. They're not going to get away.
There's not many.
It's just for our own information.
Yeah, so just to show the internal audit as much as anything else that this committee is looking at debtors.
Yeah.
Which brings us on to creditors.
So the oldest one is actually a credit note anyway. I was waiting for an invoice to offset it against, which we've now received, so that's been offset against transaction number 2059. The second item down, I'm waiting for an invoice.
Which region?
Yeah, the meeting obviously was held, but we've never received an invoice.
Oh, was that for a donation?
No,
it
was
the town meeting.
To pay for the town meeting.
Oh, for the...
Yeah, what we don't want, I mean, if we owe people money, we need to pay it and get them, so we know that where we are and that we're completely up to date. So, there's been a change of management there now.
Yeah.
Claire Cook is now.
So that might be worth contacting Claire Cook.
Yeah. Do you remember Claire Cook? She had the shop down in Combe Church Road.
Oh, yes,
the,
yeah.
Gardening place.
Yeah, gardening and
the
dog food
yeah,
and cat food
yeah.
and Birdford and all the rest of it.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Claire Cook.
Yeah. GLC, that's just really a commitment that's on the system to allow for annual leave cover for the cleaner. Sutcliffe Play, the invoice is on, they don't actually start until the 17th of August. Same with
17th of August?
Yeah.
It's gone back, I thought it was in July.
I think it's August.
That's when he's meeting the gallery. AMS Domestic, that's to install radiators. We're waiting the date from the contractor for that. Fencing work, Henderson and Taylor, that's to do the path, but the fencing work needs to be completed before the path can be done.
Which path? Which fencing work, Henderson and Taylor?
The Coast Road path.
So that's for fencing work there, or is that for the
No. Line? So the path can't be done until the fencing.
Okay, this is that's the total cost. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the fencing first. Okay.
Yeah, that's
on
the agenda for Thursday night, isn't it? Because that's the old figure. It's the old figure because that's the rubber, because that's when it was put on, but that needs to be changed. I'm not sure about this fancy business. We'll have to discuss that on Thursday.
Right, I see. Walton Tree Services, that's what we were talking about earlier. It's they haven't invoiced us for the work they've done so far because there's just a bit outstanding there. Others are direct debits that are due to go through any time. That's Unity Trust. All of the payments that I put on the bank account today, they all show on here. Obviously, they've now been authorised since I've produced this report. Ten Construction, that's a large bill, but we're waiting for that work to be completed.
Yeah, that's the skate park.
And the rest are just awaiting reconciliation.
So really, this document is just to keep track of everything, isn't it? So there's a couple of odd ones right at the beginning, isn't there?
Yeah.
If I don't invoice, we can't.
Again, it's very useful, Bob, to have this, because in terms of our commitment of funds,
we know what we've done, is to have it carried over into next year, and then we had enough of that last year, didn't we? Paying bills from 2, 3, 4 years ago. Thank you for that. Next report.
The next report is the bank account balances. I just want to make you aware that the only figure on this report that is actually inaccurate is the Unity Trust current account, and that's because it hasn't been all the entries aren't on there yet, because the reconciliation is usually done at the end of the month. So I've actually pulled off a report from the Unity Trust website. The actual balance of the current account is $42,275, not $46,000. But that's just because all of the items haven't been reconciled yet, because we're midway through the month. But all of the other accounts, including the Unity Trust Instant Access account, all of the new accounts that are now open that have had money transferred into, they're all showing on there now. And the Barclays accounts are all now closed.
Yeah, all closed now.
Finally.
Yeah,
finally.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It's been a long process.
Yeah,
I think the agenda calls for what is the interest rates on these.
Yes, so the interest rates are on the next sheet. There's not been much change since we opened the accounts.
So Saffron 3.6,
mm-hmm.
1 year community bond 3.7.
Let's see. Yeah.
That's where the 60,000 is in. Hampshire Trust Bank, I'm not sure it's 4.12 now. I think that's gone down.
I checked it today.
I printed off the statement for you, it said 3.87.
Oh no,
Well, I don't know, because I know 4.12 is what we opened it at, but I've got a feeling they've reduced it anyway. It's what it is, you can't do much about it. 3.25 in Redwood. Hinckley Building Society.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think that is from August.
Oh,
so, yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, is it? It's from August?
I think so.
So 4.12 is a current, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're all reasonable rates of interest. Just need to keep an eye on it. We can't do much about it, can we? And
no.
They will go up and down, won't they?
No, they can't keep changing every year.
We can't keep
anyway.
Changing, but we just need to be aware of it. If anything drops dramatically, we may have to switch funds from there into something that's paying a bit more.
Yeah.
But they're all there or thereabouts.
Yeah, 60,000 is in saffron, so that's gone today.
Well,
that's
got as arrived.
What interest do we get on Redwood?
Interest on
3.25.
It's on the next sheet.
And that's
right?
35 day notice account, that one.
Yes, the accounts are all structured, John. I think they've probably been through this. So we have instant access accounts. Opportunity is one. I think, anyway. So we can get immediate funds if we run short, which we won't do, but if we do, we can access them. And then we've got 35 days, which I think you said was Redwood.
Yeah.
And then we've got 60 days somewhere or another.
We've got Hampshire as well, which is
95
days.
Yeah. Yes, they're structured with instant access, as Bob says.
Yeah.
30 odd days access, 60 odd days access, 90 days access,
okay.
And 1 year savings accounts.
Okay.
You know, 1 year bond, if you like.
So we've staggered it all, John, so just to tell that we've got real flexibility.
Okay.
For flexibility and split it up amongst different organisations, so if one fails,
you've got safety.
Unfortunately,
we don't have any cover.
No.
No government cover, so that's what it is.
No.
But it will be split up. Thank you for that. Yeah, useful report, thank you.
Yeah.
What's next?
The financial budget comparison report.
And this is the one that comes out, maybe it's up to the 21st.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sent out
each month.
So
yeah.
After the reconciliations.
Just a quick, when do we receive the second tranche of the precept? September or October.
October.
It should be September.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was just wondering.
It's September. Somewhere around the 4th of September, which is very useful. In November, we need to make sure we get the 7,000 in for the toilets.
Yes, yeah.
But this is just something, so we just keep a track of it. It's useful for the committee heads to see what's not been done.
Fantastic detail.
Say it again, John.
Fantastic detail in terms of spreading it all out.
But it's all following the budget.
Yeah.
So everything has got a cost centre code now.
Yeah.
And the violent was done to the youth activities fund for £1,500 that was requested in the last meeting.
That's what I said.
The violent of
£1,500
to the youth activities fund.
Yes. Yes. We may not need that now. We'll get £1,000 in from Essex. Anyway, yes, that's fine. I have marked a couple of things. On page, whatever it is, 5, resurfaced ground to ramp, that's outside here, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
This was flagged up as a trip hazard. I know it's going to be never tripped over today. I don't know how important that is, but I think we need to just look at that one. That's in the budget for 1500.
Where is that book? Which one are we looking at?
The outside path, as you lead out.
Just out here. Just
okay.
As you come in.
Like a bit of a trip hazard.
The ramp up.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the beginning of the ramp. It's the surface below it has dropped slightly,
right.
And the ramp is up there. So
yeah.
It's a minor thing, but it's just probably worth looking at. It is in the budget. French drain is 12,000. Paving slabs 2,500. The funds, which I've already mentioned. Security upgrades. few of the upgrades to Rushmere. Yeah, it's not so much security. I think that it was more to do with saving money on electricity. I don't quite know where we've got to with that one.
That was to do with heaters and things, wasn't it?
Heaters and things, yeah.
During the winter.
Because when we come to looking at the electricity bills, we'll see that Rushmere is expensive.
Was there talk around CCTV? Is that
there was.
Yeah, is that might that be called security on? No,
they put in an infrared heater.
Yeah.
What we've got to establish is that they're still not using the other one alongside that hasn't been whatever they were using before.
Right.
If the heating bills haven't gone down.
They haven't.
I don't think they have.
No. Well, there shouldn't be any heating used at the moment,
no.
Should there?
No. So do we just need to remove that then?
There's
£1,000 in for Mel's going to say it shouldn't be. Definitely shouldn't be on at the moment.
No, I don't mean at the moment.
No,
though,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
The last when it was chilly,
to
depend
on
whether
that was.
Basketball refurb on page 7, 8. Sorry.
7, 7, 8.
Page 8.
That's what of the boards and nets and things.
Yeah, and we really need to do that.
Yeah.
It's a small item, Dave.
It is.
Really, but it comes under your committee, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we can talk about it there, but yes. Because the backboards are all rotten.
Rotten.
Because yeah. They used, I don't know, it wasn't plywood, it wasn't marine ply, it was something that absorbs water. And
can I get all these little bits?
Yeah, I've got a note to get all together.
Yeah, I can just attack it all in.
And that really is a small item, just
yeah.
Doing
that's fine, it's just being aware and.
It is all in the budget, so we
yeah.
might touch on that later on.
On Seaview car park update.
You know, that's. I always put that in because I'm forever hopeful that we're going to get that passed to us.
Okay.
Because at the moment, the northern section of Seaview car park is us, but the southern section is now owned by Colchester.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get that one passed to us so that we have control of the whole area. So I always put something in, and if we don't spend it, it then gets carried forward. Yeah. So it's not, we don't keep adding it in, it just gets carried forward.
But if we got it, Bob.
But we got it,
That would be okay.
Well, it'd be for legal fees and things as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have a separate budget for legal, don't we? But yes.
Okay,
we,
right.
But yes, there will be legal fees as well.
Okay, just a figure.
Now, there is an item in here on page 10, which I think I was over generous about.
Poor donor. I don't know.
Barford Road Path. Now, this was flagged up as being dangerous, but I've walked over it many times, and yes, it is breaking up in places. But we may need to think about that as something we may need to use Nigel on the Glee project if we're running short of cash flows.
Where is it?
Page 9.
Yeah. So to me, that's not the most urgent job. But you might like to take a look at it, Dave, and just see whether it is patching.
So where is that exactly, Bob?
Barfield Road Cemetery, as you go in, it's sort of like pumps out and sort of you can see it's breaking away.
Oh, right, okay.
But what is the surface at the moment then?
It's tarmac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends how, what the footfall is on that path as well, isn't it? It's not
negligible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Negligible. So we might just need to look at that, Dave. And if you think we don't need to do too much to it.
It's been sort of lurking for a while now, this, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I assume that's tree roots.
Tree roots have probably damaged it underneath.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'll just get a list of stuff. I'll go around and...
I feel that it needs to be looked at.
On page 9 at the top, on NFLA... that can be knocked out because NLFA no longer exists, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. We have been getting... We paid last year, didn't we?
We paid last year. Yeah, invoice it went out, I think it went out of existence in May.
Yeah.
Did it?
Mm. I stopped answering the email, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we saved £175. Wahey! Okay, that's good. Okay, thank you.
So this is where you hide all your money for, is it?
So you've got tree plantings.
More challenges to find where the rest of it is.
Tree plantings, and it's got £200. That doesn't seem
that's
like
not good
that's
enough.
That's not good enough.
That's not good enough.
For such a long time.
I think it might be somewhere else as well, actually.
Because there's other places where trees probably do need planting or replacing.
I don't think it's been any planting for a good 4 or 5 years.
New
well, unfortunately, the one we planted for the Queen's anniversary, or whatever it was, has died in the children's play area.
Trouble is, it's not just tree planting; it's maintaining and
it's
watering for the next 2 or 3 years, so they establish.
Yes. That is.
So really, we must make sure we have a bowser. There's
yeah,
no
bowser,
there's
no
excuse for not watering them. So when we put this next lot in, which I think we must do, must have watered them. There's a bucket for that somewhere.
Yeah, there's 1500.
Isn't there
somewhere? The tree planting 250/7.
Page.
Well, it's my page 6. It might be your page.
Okay.
So it's 250.
Sorry, yes, it probably didn't. So yeah, there is money.
Oh, that's cemetery tree planting, £200. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
well, and then there's tree planting
elsewhere. Because Kirsty and I know is that there are other trees, which.
Well, I could suggest quite a few, anyway, on Glebe 2 that died shortly after the developer handed it over and were never replaced.
Yeah, they're not being replaced.
And then the avenues, which.
The avenues aren't ours, of course.
Yeah, not
yeah that's
we,
right.
Not
that's
really
right.
Known,
exactly right.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. But,
it is the same thing. Yeah.
Same problem.
So, as a principal, that's a really, really good report, and that's sent out every month. So,
well, there, isn't
just
it?
Keep an eye on
that's my point.
Just keep an eye on
the lot
there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Useful stuff as well. Christmas lighting. Mm.
How much?
2,000.
It was a much higher figure, but I must have nicked it for something else. Thank you, Paula. That's good work. Thank you very much for that. Right. Current position would be 2023/24 AGAR.
The last correspondence we received was on the 27th of May, saying that they haven't completed the Guinness Equestrian Award.
It says we've been hanging around a long time now. I just don't like their charge of £355 an hour plus VAT. God knows how much it's racking up to me. Anyway, not much we can do about that. That's the latest position on it.
So, what is the latest position?
It's in the pack,
saying that they haven't got any further. They
yeah, that's what I mean. Latest position.
Review,
is
so
no change since last time.
No change since last time.
No change since last time. Yeah, item 52. Oh, simple one, isn't it? This one. Do you want to take this?
Yeah, the HMRC have recommended an increase in the mileage allowance from 45p to 55p effective 1st of April this year. It's whether councillors agree to go along with that increase in mileage rates.
It's not mandatory, is it? But
it
is advisable.
Well, it mainly affects the toilet cleaner.
We don't really have any mileage expenditure in terms of that.
No,
that's
most
of the government, HMRC, had to pay the price of fuel these days. So, can we have a proposal for it?
Yeah, second if you wish.
Yeah, I agree.
All in favour?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that means you're going to have to backdate.
Yes.
Yeah, it is backdated the 1st of April.
Yeah, well, the actual payments are. Whoever's claimed since the 1st of April.
Yeah, we need to go through
some more money.
Yeah. Right, this next item, to consider and approve an increase in the annual charge payable, this is peanuts money, but we have to think about it, payable to the Boat Users Association of Electricity. Now, this was caused by the big increases covered by item 54 to review gas and electricity usage and agree on necessary actions. So that should have been first before the other one.
Is this an annual charge? Oh, it's annual charge, yes.
Annual charge, yeah.
How long has it been set for, £100 for, or how many years?
I don't know, it's probably been forever.
Is there a proposal for the amount we...
Well, I've got to come on to that. I'm just going to explain some of the background, because item 54 really should have come before 53. When we reviewed the gas and electricity the last time, it looked to me as if it was a 31% increase, which is a big increase. But we all know that charges go up and 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 up. And up. Now we've already agreed as a council to stay with the utility people. But I just looked at anywhere where we could pass the costs on. So it's a very small item. But it also gives us a chance to investigate where there's higher usage than we expect there to be. And Rushmere is higher than I would expect it to be. Now, really, the groundsman should be out most of the day. So why is it as high as it is? Could be. The heater is not effective, or it's not economic, or we were talking about having it on a 2-hour switch or 1-hour switch, weren't we? Then it was switched on, then it would turn off again.
So during the week they still go back there for tea and lunch and stuff like that, don't they?
And leave it on.
Does it take the difference with infrared is though that you shouldn't need to, because it heats the body rather than the airspace, doesn't it?
But you have to stand close to it.
The reason why it concerns me is that when you look at the utility aid breakdown, you've got Rushmere at £1,700 per annum. You've got, where's the offices? Melrose Road here, just under £800. Now, we do have, of course, solar panels. But really, Rushmere shouldn't be twice the price of here.
Rushmere is all electric, though, isn't it?
Rushmere is all electric.
And here's got
gas. One of the groundsmen, I'm not sure, but previously has mentioned, because of the security system, a lot of the electricity is used up with the... Is it to do with the security, with the... I can't remember what they have. They have the lighted, and then they have the gas... thing coming through. I'll clarify it, but there's something to do with the security system that uses a lot of electricity.
I'd like to go and have a look, if I'm honest.
There'll be a background use for the security system.
I'd like that.
I mean, is there, can we compare the bills between each quarter? Do we get a bill each quarter? Because obviously the winter's going to be higher than the summer. Does it go down in...
I can certainly do that. I haven't got that information here, but I can.
Because that'll show if it is the heating that's giving the peak.
Well, that's true.
Because there'll be a background, residual use throughout the whole year. And then there should be a peak if the heating is.
Could we ask Dave to investigate?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. I'll have a look.
Well, Paula will have a look at the figures and see if they're going to establish.
I want to say, is there some sort of graph, with the. Have we got a meter, we can get a graph on it that sort of shows. The usage
Then you can see day by day.
I mean, the role of this committee really is to just look at everything, analyse everything, spot anomalies, deal with anomalies.
Yeah. You're absolutely right to ask the question, Bob.
I think it is right. Now, that brings about users into it.
if we have had a 31% increase, and we've also had some additional charges that the government's given us, haven't they? So
£2 a month extra.
Per metre.
Per metre.
Which I make £168 a year. Now, that's not a lot of money, but it's all extra on top of it, on top of, on top of everything else.
You look after the pennies and all that.
Well, exactly. So, I don't want to be unfair to the fishermen, but I think the time has probably come to apply for an increase.
Have we any idea of how much they actually do?
Well, we don't know, do we?
Because we, no. We
don't. I mean, that gate is always opening, and it's quite a heavy gate, so I've got no idea.
Well, that won't use much.
Well, I wouldn't think any of it's much, but...
I think the use by fishermen has gone down, isn't it? I mean, they're not particularly active, are they?
Well, they'll either moan or not.
I know.
They're going through a rough period.
It's only £100 anyway, so what sort of percentage increase would we be?
Well,
even at 10%, it's got another £10, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we don't go back every year for £10, do we?
No, that's what I mean. But
if you've had a 30% increase and it hasn't been put up for donkey's years,
yeah, that's what I mean. If I don't know when the price
plus
is set,
£2 a month,
yeah, plus £2 a month,
you're almost looking at £50 increase, which is quite a substantial.
So I think I wrote down £400.
It is a yearly cost, isn't it? So,
yeah,
it's not bad, really.
Thank you. £144, £12 a month. There you go.
And after my own heart.
Then you can get them to send it monthly on a
standard order. I'm sure they're not that poorly off. But, yes. So, do we have a proposal then?
What are we going to?
I don't know. I'm proposing £144 for the year.
£144.
£10 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, that's £12 a month.
£12 a month.
Yeah.
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 Seconded by John.
Yeah.
We're just making note that when we send the next bill.
That's good because of the one I'm selling the multi fish.
Of course, they may not agree, but I don't know what happens.
Well, they may not agree. I really can't get hung up on that, I'm afraid.
No,
we're not going to be debating this all year.
No.
They probably have, I mean, it's an association, they probably have subscriptions,
they
don't
do.
They? You know, so
I'm sure.
To be honest,
no,
don't say how many people pay into it, I suppose.
No, we just ask them for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what am I doing? That's an exciting. Everflow usage reports.
No, to review gas and electricity usage.
Yeah, which is what we've just done, basically.
Yeah.
We put those two items together because
they're
obviously combined. So the review for that one was that they were going to have a look at the system to see if you think they're using too much electricity.
Down at Rushmere.
We could judge with looking at the bills over the quarter.
Yeah, if we can find out some usage times, it's...
Well, next subject is one always... close to my heart, which is water bills.
Do we can we put and agree any necessary actions for the gas and electric? Do we need to?
Only that we will review
Rushmere.
Yeah. So
from
we don't need to provide
from a point of view
of
the underlying
reason.
The ambient use of electricity is what we want to determine, and then the peaks.
Peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
We need to propose
only
second
half.
Okay.
We all agree.
Yeah.
Water bills.
Can I just ask a question on that, Bob? Do I report back to the finance or do I report back to communities and assets?
Well, it's really communities and assets.
Okay, that's fine. It's just like.
I mean, we have an overview here.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But we don't intend to deal with anything.
No, that's fine. It's just so I understand.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Water. I've sort of lost track of water.
I've included in the pack, Bob, the last two invoices.
I don't know.
You can
see
So basically, the way that the water company invoices is 2 months in advance, so they estimate, and every year they very much overestimate at this time of the year, then they very quickly correct it. So as you see from the invoice, which was for June, they billed us almost £5,000, but in the July invoice,
okay,
they have given us a we've actually gone into credit, and we're in credit by 3,176. So they do it every year. It's the only way that they will charge us. We've looked at other suppliers, but they're the only one that we can really go for. And it does even itself out in the end.
Yeah.
But we do.
Okay, so this was a year's or 6 months?
1 month.
Oh, just 1 month.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a big bill.
Yeah.
My concern is not so much an overall bill, but are there any of the sites that are using more water than I think we think they should be using? The one that worries me was...
Coast Road Toilets.
Coast Road. Now, Coast Road is the biggest of the toilets, and it's the most used toilets. But the urinals in the men's are waterless. It just seems more money.
Is there an outside tap on it?
There is an outside tap on it. There is an outside tap on it.
What sort of tap is that, Bob? Is it
it's
a push plunger?
Yeah. But they always run on longer, don't they?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, it'd have to be a lot of water to equate to the amount we're talking about. Right?
What's the outside tap for? You know, why do you have it?
Just washing feet and that sort of thing. And it also saves them going in with muddy feet and trying to stick their feet in the wall gate. And then it fills up with sand. All the usual reasons why you don't have sinks and toilets. Yes, and it does get used a lot. And it may be correct. But part of this committee's job is just to analyse everything and make sure we have a reason for cost being high, and not just that it's running somewhere and not being spotted, you know, just overflowing.
It's a chunk of money though, isn't it?
Chunk of money, yeah.
Well, with the adjustment, it's now £322.69 so far this year, so far this financial year, since April. So April, May,
adjustment.
June, because of the adjustment, so it's about £100 a month.
It's not
too long, isn't it? No. But if that's right, then I prefer to look at the meter readings and try to gauge whether... I know we do get the meter, we are still taking those meter readings.
We still do get the meter readings.
Okay, so you've got an outside tap and you've got the ladies and disabled, haven't you?
Yeah. And the three.
I'm finding it quite difficult. If it was laid out in terms of what it would be a year, in terms of the meter readings...
Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be easier to follow?
Yeah.
I hadn't realised the actual cost is so significant.
Yeah, well, it is in the running budget. It isn't like a pattern.
So you're talking about £100 a month for that water at...
I can't...
Well, if I quote that to our home usage, we're paying £44 a month.
Yeah,
so, is it more than we use at home, or is it...
Well, it is a big thing. I've got it here somewhere, but I can't see it properly.
But is there a problem there, or is that just the amount of water that is?
There may be no problem.
Mm.
So it says on the back, on the summary, it says details on page what, 3. Is there a meter reading on there?
Yeah.
The other pages.
So the whole one, which, makes...
It was just like you were saying about the meter readings. We can extract that information for information purposes, really, at the end of the year. We understand it, can't we?
Yeah, that's what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Well, we do get meter readings, and that's one of them.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But if we sort of calculate the start point, whichever point in the year...
Which you can't do, which I have
done
previously. But the way the bills are constructed makes it very confusing.
Yeah.
But we do have the meter readings. We should just check them occasionally to make sure.
Yeah, and we do that. And we can see, this is a graph of last year's usage, and you can see it over the winter,
yeah.
It's not very much.
Shoots up in the summer.
This time of year,
yeah,
which
yeah.
you'd expect.
Expect, yeah.
Does it say how many cubic metres a day or a month? Or
yeah, it does. It does say on there.
Okay, excuse me. Just something we did keep it. We just need to keep an eye on it.
Everflow, are they a company?
What?
How
yeah.
do they? Have they got an arrangement with Anglian Water?
Yeah, they
yes.
do. And they get a discounted price, which is passed on to us.
Mm. Yeah.
And then
I guess they're an for a supplier to businesses. It's like
yeah.
you can buy
okay.
electricity or gas from independent third parties. And
okay.
they negotiate with the utility company. It's a bulk rate. So
okay.
it's
oh, I didn't realise that.
That's the idea anyway.
So that's what companies would do as well.
Yes.
If they were using
a business would
a car wash, for example.
Yeah, or whatever, or a business could either buy their okay. electricity and gas direct from the suppliers, or they can go to a third
okay.
party
okay.
who
yeah.
negotiates bulk rates with the suppliers and then sells it on to businesses.
Okay.
Which is possibly cheaper
so
than going direct.
I think the only action point really is that one that we're already doing, which Paula already does, is to just look at the monthly meter readings and we can do an easy graph just to make sure that it's not racing away for any,
yeah.
any reason.
Yeah.
Because those systems, they can jam and they just run and run and run and run. That's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you really want to know, you'd have to go down there of an evening, take a reading, and then go down early in the morning and take another reading to see what was used overnight. When
yeah,
it was
but Paula would know when she cleans the toilets if they are running or not.
I know, but that would give you, that would quantify it.
We used to have trouble with the library toilets, didn't we? That sensor tap. Used to just carry on running, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, apparently so. Yes.
Either that
that's
or
they've changed now.
They've changed
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
again, a smart meter, then you don't
yeah.
even have to go there to read it,
yeah.
if that's possible under this
well,
arrangement. I don't
we
know.
Talked about that when we talked to utility. On gas and electricity. I don't know, it's complicated.
Yeah,
it?
Anyway.
I think we just need to watch it, and if we think we've got a problem, we
yeah.
just need to just be aware of it, that's all. Thank you. Review the budget items that are due for expenditure by the end of this financial year. Well, we've discussed this as we've gone through, haven't we? Because they're mostly yours, Dave. We just need to make sure that everything is in train and anything we can get through this year, let's get it through. It's the last year of this
yeah.
particular council.
Yeah.
So on 26, 54, 55, do we need to vote on anything, or have we? Or
well, I, well...
And recommend any actions if required. So we need
well, the
to
only action is that we continue to monitor
okay.
as we currently
mm.
do.
Okay.
It's not really an action, is it? And item 56, well, we've discussed it as we've gone through, haven't we, Dave? So
yeah.
We need to pick up on anything and everything and just make sure it's started. And
yeah, if we just get them all joined together. And
yeah,
I'll just work
because it will appear yeah. on the task tracker.
Yeah.
We put the... committees on, don't we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we put on the task chains, which so we keep an eye on it.
Yes, just as other little bits added on that we've done today. Maybe, or can you just check that?
I'll give you a list of
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then you
just
can
what the
yeah.
bits on
the task tracker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good system.
No, it's fine.
It
it's
works,
just a
it works
case
fine.
Of extracting a list that I worked at. So.
Mm-hmm.
To review section 106, outstanding matters. We've mentioned A already, haven't we?
Yeah.
Current position.
Yeah, I had sent an email and a reminder quite a few times, and she replied back recently saying that she'd noted that she replied, but she couldn't find it, and that she said, leave it with me, I'll start the process this end. We sent all our account details over, so the potential 20,000 that
that's
was
a 20,000, yeah.
Should be in hand. We're just waiting
that's
for...
That's not the play part, though. This is
yeah,
that's
the play part.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be in this room in a week's time.
Yeah, she will Tuesday.
She's
but worry
this
about this.
The specific items on here were the release of the S106 funds for Brierley and Dawes.
Well, yes.
But that's contingent on us having a plan for the Glebe Pavilion and community use building, isn't it?
No, I was thinking about what you found out.
Oh, no, that's the... No, this is Brierley and Dawes. The...
Oh, Brierley and Dawes, sorry.
Yeah. 2659A, release of S106 funds, Brierley and doors.
Yeah, sorry, you've jumped because I was on 57.
Oh, right.
I know you want to go home.
Thank you, pardon. We're 57. Right?
Yeah. This won't take long enough.
Yep.
So the first item,
Chase Karen. She's got the information
we
mustn't
be a
pain. To hear back
it mustn't be a payment because she's probably sticks up with fine. Apparent outstanding payments on believe two. And this is what Nigel found out.
Yeah, I'll have emailed again, but
and
the
there's more to that
anything.
As well, isn't there? Apart from the first bit I discovered, there's the other possible sums that we don't know about what happened.
What have you discovered?
Oh, is that the right one? Or the wrong one? Is that the...
No, it's tennis lease.
That's the tennis lease. Big one. Here we go. Start again. Right.
Thank you.
This is... You got the wrong one, probably, James. That's...
Oh, okay.
I've sent...
Oh, right.
That's one
I was looking at this one thinking...
That's tennis lease.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. We need that in a minute, do we?
We'll come to that in a minute.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got that.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, you've got that.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Cursing her. But yes, there's the original bit that... well, in short, can I?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. In short, while looking for various leases and things, I found that there was legal agreement between... what was then CBC and West Mersey Town Council, for maintenance of Glebe 2, a sum to be paid every year for something like 22 or 23 years, and two legal agreements, you know, stamped and everything.
Yeah.
One of them was in the safe, the other one was in the deed store with the solicitors, and... no one knows anything about it here. We can't identify that we've ever received any money from it. It could have happened 15 years ago, but it's still an ongoing legal agreement because it doesn't finish until 2032. So on that agreement, they should be paying us a sum of money every year for maintenance of Glebe 2. That was part of this original S106 agreement.
Does it say what the sum of money should be?
Yeah, it's only like...
Yeah, it's
all
on there.
It's only like... it's not a lot. I mean, originally there was something like 50,000 or 44,000, something like that. Sorry, it's probably nearer 50. For maintenance of the Glebe fields. And it's been split in two. And then there was an agreement between Colchester and West Mersey Town Council to pay it so much per year over the following... 22 years by then, I think, once they got round to it. But there's no one knows anything about it ever being paid.
No, I mean, I asked if they could confirm their position regarding the agreements and whether they could confirm whether scheduled payments were already been made in full or whether any amounts are outstanding, but no one has got back to me. I have chased up 2-3 times, but I'm wondering whether it's somebody else that I need to send it to Sandra Scott, so I don't know.
And further to that, in that S106 agreement, I know it's made in 2008 or whenever it was, that there was two other lump sums, one called a seed funding contribution, £50,000, and a playground contribution, sum of £53,000, which was meant to be ongoing maintenance of the play area for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
That's one payment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But of course, this S106 agreement was between the developers and Colchester.
Yeah.
So what Colchester did with the money
once
they received it, we don't know.
I mean, it must be somewhere, mustn't it?
Well, that's what I think. I was just asking
if it's
already been paid over in, you know, and it wasn't, no one remembers it, you know, because it's 15 years ago.
Well, I did ask
Peter
Clint and Mogridge, what's his first name anyway?
Alan.
And they have no recollection of it at all.
No.
What dates are on them?
2009, they are.
Yeah.
2009.
And Alan was the mayor at that time, was he?
No, I think Peter was.
Yeah, Peter.
But I don't know, it could have been used. It could have been handed over and used for any project.
Well, quite likely.
Yes. But we were only asking for confirmation because, having discovered that, you know, it's prudent to find out whether it was actually paid.
But have we got the accounts for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took copies of them.
Yeah. And it's not in that.
I mean, their official agreement's all signed, sealed and delivered.
I mean, you've had no answer, but it might be that they're all scrapping around trying to find out.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit... But because the original S106, like all of them, has the clause in that the developer can write to the council, you know, at 25 years and ask what the money's been spent on and have an account. And if they can't account for it, could ask for it back.
Back, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd hope they keep records.
Yeah.
But they busted. So that money is sitting in an account.
Well, it's some time ago, that's the problem. But an answer would be nice.
But when we have the meeting with Sandra Scott, that may be a time then it could ask.
Possibly. If
possibly.
She's not S106. No. She is such.
Sandra Scott? What meeting are you talking about?
The one with Sandra Scott.
I think you mean Karen Sorrett.
Karen Sorrett,
she's planning. She?
Yeah, but then
who's the correct person to contact her email?
We could ask them.
Yeah.
We could ask them, yeah.
We could, but we need to focus on the local plan on
this.
We need to sort out what the structure of that meeting, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We'll talk about that later on. It's good research, Nigel. It really is.
Well, I just stumbled across those two legal agreements, which obviously are still in force, unless they've been cancelled some other way. But we had them in our safe.
Yeah. They wonder. They don't think you can cancel these things.
Well, you could, because it had the clause in there, unless this has been paid over as a lump sum. In other words, it was the original sum was 49,000 split into equal payments over 23 years, and then it had the clause it could be paid in one lump sum. But then you'd expect those agreements to be torn up and thrown away, wouldn't you?
It would. We need an answer to this, because it would help us immensely with our
situation. I'd probably put too much hope on it, but it'd be
nice.
We need an answer on it,
so we need to keep an eye on that one. Kirsty.
Yeah.
Update on projects submitted as co-chairs to the council. Well, we came up with a list of projects, didn't we? Which we sent
with,
to Joe.
Phase two of the glebe, I've sent through the costings to Jake Wander, who said that he's put it noted it. Nothing further than that.
Yeah, well, that's fine at this stage.
In terms of the Mike Roof, he said that he's in communication with Micah, so he's happy to do this, and he's had information from them in his end, so I said I didn't need to submit anything.
No.
Community swimming pool, we said that wouldn't be anything that we could put on for funding. We couldn't use. He said you're welcome to submit a consideration of a submission via link, doesn't think it will be included. This is more an opportunity to put suggestions forward. He doesn't think it will fall under the criteria of section 106. Paddle courts, again, I've put that through to Parks and they've got that information and it's been submitted and duly noted. But nothing further.
It was a list of ideas, wasn't it? But
yeah.
We may want to add something as time goes by. But at the moment our focus is on the Glebe project, isn't it? So really, the Micah roof's nothing to do with us. The swimming pool is not viable,
really,
is it? And the paddle court, well... I mean, where would it go? Who would manage it?
That's a question.
Is it bad
all
or
these
proof?
Things.
I mean, it goes on, doesn't it?
I think we've got to have some clarity if we're meeting Karen Sarrett next week, because she will turn to us and say, you know, you've got the 300 houses allocated. Where do you want the money to go?
Well,
to?
She's listed in the PP23, hasn't she? The projects that she thinks.
Yes.
Well, we don't want another football pitch or rugby
yes,
pitch,
right.
Do we? We don't necessarily want a Mooga either. Our big project's got to be the Glebe, hasn't it? It's phase two of the Glebe, I would have thought by then.
I think we've got to be quite clear on that. Otherwise, it will get diluted and it will you know get dissipated.
Mm.
So I was hopeful that this meeting could.
Well, I think it's not on the agenda, but after the meeting we could list a few questions that we might to ask
her. Yeah.
So she's not overwhelmed with that.
No. Okay.
But yeah. The use of the Section 106 money is key, isn't it?
It is key to that.
Yeah.
Because we've only got one chance in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think as far as the list we sent in is concerned, it's probably as much as we can do about it. The Glebe project is the important one, isn't it? We'll probably keep this on the agenda for the next one, and just have to keep it in mind.
Yeah.
To assess the viability of a public works loan board loan. We've done some work on this, haven't you, Paula?
Well, I've spoken to somebody from the NALC. She's given me some websites that you go to actually make an application.
Yeah.
You
so
don't
look through as well, haven't you, Nigel?
Yeah.
Nigel's also done the same, hasn't he?
So, I mean, obviously, we need more information about, you know, what length of time we'd want to take the loan over, how much for, before we can approach anybody. The interest rates vary and it depends on how long the loan is for and the amount and the day that you apply.
And
so
the form of the loan as well, so it changes daily, do you say?
Yeah.
But what justification do they need from us for the money, though? Does it just want the plans? Or?
Well, I think the application form has all that on, you know, what you need to supply.
Have we got an application form?
I think
I
sent the links at one time.
So you can't.
Oh, it's a live
one. Yeah, it's a live one, so until you actually start applying.
Isn't it the case you have to apply via your local Association of Local Councils, EALC? I think that's what it said. Because they have to review the application before sending it on to the department of whichever government department it is.
Do you know that's the process?
I haven't got any information yet to sort of put.
I think I sent you a link one a month or so back, didn't I?
Well, yeah, Nigel has sent
months or two back with a table of repayments on that day.
Yeah, you did.
So you can get an idea of what the repayments would be. I'll have to find it again now.
Would you be happy to sit down with Paula and just go through that?
Yeah, well, I can if I can find it. Yeah.
Well, I think I've got it on my phone at point, but since I'm not seeing too well, I'm not sure I can even find anything here. But perhaps the three of us could sit down and have a look at this.
No problem.
Because it's all very well working out. Well, it might cost us this, it might cost us that. But they might say we're not going to fund it anyway. So.
Well, yeah, but we need to have an idea of what it would cost.
We do, yes.
Yeah, and how much
and
the loan
much.
Needs
yeah.
to be, and of course over what term. But
yes, but that's all variables. We need to get them to say yes. It's a scheme that we will fund, because I'm sure they don't fund any old scheme. They have to know it's viable, don't they?
Mm.
So we might need a business case for it.
Presumably, they give tranche of payments to it. They don't give it over in one lump sum.
Right, this is.
Well, that's another question, isn't it? I don't see why they wouldn't do it. They might phase it over the life of the project, but I don't know the answer to that question.
No,
it would be paid at the beginning, yes.
I would have thought so.
Yes.
Yeah. And in one lump sum, because that's what you're
Well, it may be phased over the
life of the project?
No, yeah, the construction phase, yes.
Yeah, construction.
I think it was Mark who put that in his feasibility study, so in terms of projects that he's completed, he must see it as a realistic
to
amount that we can achieve.
Jenkins and finance. I just sent the link to the application form to Bob and to Paula.
Yeah.
There's also a link to the NALC, which I think Paul already looked at. Finance advice, parish and town councils borrowing. So that's there as well.
This was your email of the 4th of June, was it?
Probably. I've just gone away from it. I've got 11th of May here.
I
the later.
Maybe I've done it twice.
Yeah, well, there's a later one on the 4th of June.
Yeah, I think the 4th of June was probably the table of repayments.
Oh, and yes, it was. And the 11th of May.
11th of May is actually linked to the actual form and.
But you forwarded those two on, have you?
Just now, I forwarded to you in Palmer.
Yeah, well, I've got them here. But so.
Yeah.
I actually flagged it, would you believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well done.
Well done.
That's what I thought. Following the flag on your mobile
phone. Dear. So we just we have a lot of balls in the air, so we have to go down some routes, I think, so we need to see if we can get a loan first off. And then we can work out how much it's going to cost us.
But we actually need to know how much we want to
say.
Well, at the moment, we need half a million.
But that's
absolute maximum.
If
we can't get a loan through them, are there any alternatives?
No, we wouldn't do
not
commercial.
Not cheap money, no.
I mean, it's not that cheap either, but it's,
no, it's not that cheap.
It's cheaper than it would be commercially.
Commercially, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's the interest on that?
You don't know until the day.
5%. What was it at that day, or don't you know?
Well, 5-6%.
Oh, okay. 5-6%, yeah.
It was 6.42.
It did goes
it
with guilt.
It depends how long you have it
for.
Well, it goes with daily guilt
rates,
actually. So political things influence it as well. If our economy all got wonderful again and had confidence in the government, the rate would go down.
Right. Okay.
It's quite a lot on the weather. Interesting.
Okay, so we need to just investigate that. That means us we have to sit down. We'll have to sit down and go through it. Okay, so the next item, 59. To review the funding arrangements for GLEAD 2, including the sequence of application for funding timescales and cash flow and so on and so forth. We had a meeting, didn't we, last week with Mark and the clubs. I sort of got the impression that he would produce charts for us that would show how we'd need to fund each phase of it and how it would go. So it's a name for these charts, isn't it? I can't think what it is now.
Gantt chart.
It's such a long time since I've used one. Yes, a Gantt chart, that's right. So at some point we're going to have to organise ourselves a Gantt chart, aren't we, Paula? You've done a screen, haven't you, before?
More than one.
I knew you were going to be on my right. yes, now Nigel said that the funds for Briary and Dawes are currently with CCC. But that's a good start, isn't it? That's 430,000-ish. Football Association, Mark seemed very happy that we would get the 250,000.
But of course we need to apply to them.
We need to apply to them. But he seemed happy about that one. Public Works Loan we've just talked about, which we do need to do some work on. Other sources of income, well, there's Enovert, which we've got about another 6 months or so that we can apply to them. I think that's worth doing myself. Even if it's only, well, it would be 45,000. 45,000 could be useful, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Every little helps. Yeah.
So I think you've already got an application form from Enovert, haven't you? We need to fill that in. We've got something that's really concrete to fill in on that. It's a big scheme, isn't it? And planned expenditures is the last item on here. E. That's just this is the Gantt chart, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What's it stand for, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, we're not in a position yet to do anything like that. I mean, the first thing to do is put it out to tender for a project manager.
Yeah, we've got
to
get
a
project
manager.
Because
we don't know the final costs. No. We only have an estimate of what the maximum final costs could be. Yeah. But hopefully there'll be less.
Yeah, I spoke to Mark. He said we'll get, after, if it moves forward, they would have to go out to tender for project manager and then straight after, then you put it out to tender again for the project build.
Can we get the 30th done first?
I'm on that point. Shubi's not working for free, Mark. Because we've paid the initial amount for the feasibility study, but we're sort of.
Well, the next week will be on me to do the tender.
So, but
he's given his.
He's coming down. He came down last
night. No, I know.
He's coming down on the 30th.
No, I know he's got a lot of goodwill there, but I just, at some point, we won't get an invoice because we haven't agreed any work.
No, exactly.
But at some point, if we keep using his services, we all have to.
Well, I think he wants the project manager's job, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he's putting in a bit of goodwill.
Yeah.
There's no reason for us not to give it to him, as far as I can see.
Unless we have to.
Unless somebody comes in at some ridiculous
level. There's two of them involved, isn't there? It's just not one of them. He's subject to come to
Phil Glass, wasn't there?
Yeah, he works for other people, yes.
Consultancy.
So I think we're sort of doing all the right things. Innovert we have a look at.
And also other sources, we spoke with the sports clubs who were on board with trying to use their own endeavours to gain grant money from wherever.
Well, even if it's crowdfunding or something of that nature, clubs, they've got rugby clubs, 600 members or something.
Exactly.
Cough up a pound or two, wouldn't you, each? So what I'm really saying is we just need to keep all these things in mind so that it doesn't sort of hit a wall and we haven't done any of it and we have to do everything all at once.
Of course, this is all subject to the consultation we
have. It's all subject to a lot of things, isn't it?
Yeah, subject to consultation on Thursday.
Yeah. 2660 to review and agree the current. This is a very straightforward one, isn't it? Did everybody look at the papers on my page? Anyone any view on what we should do with option A or option B?
Well, B, I'd say. I assume we're not going to get put the out to anyone else in the next 3 years. Because we wouldn't be too disruptive, would it?
I mean, he's very good, isn't he, Mike? Yeah, very good. He sorts all our problems out for us, doesn't he?
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. So the difference between them is... What is the difference between them? Oh, 36-month agreement is slightly more per month, and that's to account for inflation in the next few years, I guess, isn't it?
Well, the three-year option is the best one, in my view, but we're not going to go anywhere else.
Well,
you want to do a 12-month and then you've got the option to...
I don't think it is that good a deal.
I don't think the 3-year one is that good.
I'd go 12 months
with
the option.
You
should pay
314
straight away.
Yeah, but of course, this, at the moment, I suppose, but it all depends how much of an increase it will be if you only had a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
You've fixed your price for 3 years, so you know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If you just go for the 1 year, you don't know what the price is going to be in the second year or subsequent
years. What has it been up to, what we've been paying so far?
Sorry?
What do we pay at the moment? This is obviously a new agreement.
I don't know, I don't do the payment.
But it should be on the budget comparison report, isn't it?
I think it's 240.
But is it really per month or is it per year?
The current monthly charge is 249.60.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 249.
Just per month,
yeah.
So he's put it at what, £31?
So it'd be an extra 20, is it? About round about 15 or 13.
But if you only pay 280 for the first year, you're saving quite a few quid to afford the cost next year, aren't you? But
I'd go for the 1 year and then I'd try to get some comparisons, because I think that's quite a large increase.
My recommendation would go for 12 months and then we've got the option to review and maybe find.
You save yourself £34 a month, aren't you?
Yeah.
In the first year.
Yes.
I don't know what I pay, so I'm sort of like.
That's just the thing. You're fixing your costs for 3 years with the 3 years.
Yeah.
So you've got certainty of what it's going to be. If you take the 1 year one, okay, you are saving, what was it, £340 or something over the year. But if the quote for next year is £360 a month,
His increase is only a few £31, did we say?
Yeah.
This year per month.
Yeah, 31 per month.
But that, yeah, that, so that breaks even at 2 years if it's going to be the same.
There's an argument for trying to trade a bit with the 3 year option, isn't there?
Mm.
I would have thought.
Well, we can go back to
You know, have a look at this. You're saying 280 is increased by, you know, and you're saying 340 for 40. I see what you're saying, Nigel, but.
Yeah, that's just.
Paula, how happy have you been with the IT? Not really, that's why we're saying that I think 12 months. We've got an option to look at alternatives rather than locking ourselves in for 3 years.
What's the problem, been the problems with it? Anything in particular?
Speed of getting back. And then the actual response that you get. It's not passing it back.
It's not turning.
So I think 1 year at the time being, I don't think we have time to do the odds.
Okay, in that case, yes.
Board,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that'll give you time to look for, look for alternatives.
Mm.
Which you might find cost more, but, you know, we don't know.
It's kicking that can, isn't it?
So is a proposal for 1 year, is it?
Yeah. Well, Dave.
I'll propose it.
Okay.
For 1 year at 200.
Yeah.
I need to understand, or we need to understand, just what it is he does for that.
It was listed in his quote, wasn't it? The whole
He does detail it to us.
It was broken down. And it's not a lot of support, is it? It's only 15 minutes of free support or something. A month or whatever it is.
I'll make me want to look at mine just to see what I do there.
That's just the support contract, isn't it? It's not the licenses for the software or anything.
It's just the support.
Okay.
Well, we'll run with that. We'll have a look at it though, as we get along.
So the next item is the parking proposals. We've moved it.
Yes,
right.
2662, which has got three sections to A, B, and C.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I'm happy to talk about some of it. I haven't got any proposals on parking fees. I have noted what was said by Ian. How you work it out? That I had thought at one time that we had diminishing returns, and then we keep putting the prices up, but the revenue stayed flat. Except when I looked at last year, it actually went up in line with the price increases.
So this is the parking fees.
This is the parking fees.
For the car parks,
Now we have to make a decision in September because it has to go to NEP in October, and then it's sent on straight away to the councillors to decide. So the decision's not ours anyway.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
It's not ours. We can only make the proposal. Last time they wanted to put the daily fee up to £11, but they accepted our proposal of 5% up, which was £2.45 or whatever it is, £9.45. But I think some of us are thinking along the same lines. We Willoughby is underutilised. Should we be offering that at a better price? How does that affect the other car parks? Is there any advantage in doing it? Will we get any more people in there, or will we simply lose
money? Is it the same cost as the Esplanade?
They're all being fixed at the same.
Present is the same.
And the same at the car park here in the centre, over 4 hours, is the same as every other car park. So there's uniformity and there's some sense of logic to it. So I just think we need to think about it.
Yeah.
So we'll put it on the next agenda. I'll try and think about it. We'll come up with some proposals.
Why do you think Willoughby is underutilised? Is it because people aren't aware of its existence?
I don't think the signage is good enough. There is a sign.
Yeah.
Two signs, in fact. But I think people go to the Seaview first.
Well, yes,
then they go to the Esplanade. And then if they can't get in either of those, they go.
It's more visible for people who come down who don't know the island.
Not unless they come from the other end, but
they all do. It's out of the way, isn't it?
Enter down Seaview from Dawes or wherever, and then, as you say, Seaview Car Park, and then the Esplanade.
But it
and then the road. Yeah. And then
on parking fees, though, the principal issue that's been raised with us is whether residents should get a better deal than visitors in terms of...
Well, it has, but I had a sort of a thought about that. If we wanted to do something about Willoughby, we could give a very low price in Willoughby for residents to get. If they knew it was cheap, much cheaper, they might go in there. A permit scheme would take so much managing, it would probably cost us more than manage it than we'd actually get back.
But of course, how would you police that though? For residents to use.
We'd have permits, have to go through the net, wouldn't
they? Yeah, there'd have to be a permit,
An easier and cheaper way would be to have a cheap rate of £2.50 or something for 3 hours or 2 hours or whatever it might happen to be. So the locals, who won't go down there all day, why would you go down there all day? You go down there for 2 hours, wouldn't you? Or something like that. Then we could offer a cheaper price in maybe Willoughby, but the locals might use. It just needs some thought, and I haven't got any real ideas.
No, there is no magic.
So,
solution.
I mean, we're not making any decisions here.
No,
we haven't asked the physician to make decisions. But I would like to suggest people think about that.
We'd have to ask Colchester whether that's acceptable to them, of course.
Yeah, well, they will say, we'll put it to the councillors, who might say no.
Well, we have to put a case for it.
Is Willoughby further away from the amenities than...
Well, it's right next door to Two Sugars, which is perhaps the main amenity, and the play park. Yeah.
Depends where you're going there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Seaview and the Esplanade, you sort of come to first, don't you?
You do.
You know,
I think that's it. And if they're both,
and then if they're both full, then they'll use as an overflow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with the proposal, where would you come back to?
We'll have a think about it.
And come back to our next committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just flash some ideas about. I don't know what else to say really at this stage.
That's a possibility, isn't it?
Yellow lines. Well, I don't know whether our member of the public over this reading my mind. If he is, it's extremely worrying. You never know what's going on in my mind. I don't understand the disparity between the yellow lines being there at 6 o'clock and the car park's going on to 8 o'clock. I mean, this came in when I wasn't on the council for 6 months or 5 months, whatever it was. And I never understood it then. I don't understand it now. I don't understand why there's a disparity between the two.
Yeah.
Why would you park until 8 o'clock in a car park when you could go and park for nothing on the yellow lines?
Yeah.
It's just an odd thing. We just need to think about it. The other idea that I had...
Sorry, can I just make a point there? Because a lot of car parks that I use when I go out, and they charge up to 6 o'clock and then they're free after that.
That used to be the case.
And a lot of car parks still do that. I can name one in Malden.
In Malden, they do.
Yeah.
They use it all the time.
Yeah, because I had to get there at sort of like 5 o'clock. You buy an hour, hour, so then
Well, Coast Roads are safe. Free after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
This one here in the centre is free after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So why aren't the others free after 6 o'clock?
But they're not locked, are they?
No, there's no way to lock them.
Esplanade's not locked every night.
No.
So should we be thinking around that? Really?
Yeah, I think we should be thinking about that. So it's quite a conglomerate of things.
Yeah. Try and make it attractive for people to stay in there.
Rather than on the road.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a fairly sort of leads you to jump that the don't mean any of this because we're just discussing
this.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is
just
my notes.
Your thought process is...
Yeah, the other thought process I have is when I drive down your road, John, Seaview, on a busy day, it takes me about half an hour.
I know.
Because
I know.
So the other thought that went through my mind was, why don't we do what we do in Yorick Road? There's yellow lines, yellow lines, yellow lines. In other words, they're staggered like a chicane.
Yorick was done for the bus.
Yorick was done for the bus. Yeah, another one for me in my mind. Finding this, isn't it? Like a chicane. Like, it was done for the bus, exactly for the bus. But it's also done for drivers. So we know down Yorick Road with no trouble.
I was just saying, on Yorick, there was a specific case for doing it. Seaview, yes, I agree. It is.
But Seaview is used as a car park now. People won't park.
But I don't know how you stop that other than using
it. And it goes right up to the top of your own.
Yeah, I know.
I've even seen people park on Wellhouse Estate and walk down.
Is that
because they think that they can't get in the car parks?
No, it's just that they don't want to spend any money.
Yeah. I don't know how to stop that other than using yellow lines, a double yellow line. So I don't really want to use all that yellow lines down there. Because imagine the residents not being too happy about that.
No.
Well,
it may well come to that, Bob.
Might do.
I mean, the original car parking, which Ian mentioned, was we actually had double yellow and actually coming up the avenues, and that was in our proposal. A reasonable.
How far up?
About a third. So on both sides.
There is yellow lines there now, but not that far.
Not that far.
No, they do go quite a long way, don't they?
Yeah.
But why on earth people want to park at the top? But there are their kids and all the luggage and baggage they take and drag all the way back again for the sake of £9 or something.
I know.
They go to the two children and buy three ice creams and it's over £9.
I
know. But we get people who actually park on the verges. You know, well, so it's not over in the road, they're actually on the verges.
So I don't know. I mean, we're open to some views on this. It's not going to affect the price of the car park necessarily, because you can make the car parks £2 and they're still park at the top.
Well, yeah, that's just human nature, isn't it?
It's human nature.
Yeah. Well, I never used to want to pay for parking. I used to go out and wait to find somewhere that was free. I've changed now, got older, but...
yeah, it's not all it's cracked up.
Yeah, but I always used to try and find the free parking. And it's just human nature.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just think it needs a bit of thought, that's all.
I agree.
But,
okay.
Parking around Barfield Road.
Well, that's to be discussed at the council, isn't it not?
Yeah.
If that's what it refers to.
But the full council, you need a proposal, you need to talk around something, don't we? Otherwise, just round and round.
Well, okay,
and
but
around.
You know the proposal for the full council on Thursday.
Which is.
Oh, we had one proposal about Barfield Road.
Yes.
Well, let's come on to Barfield Road.
Yeah,
let's
to do with the Legion car park.
The Legion car park.
I assume this was the same...
Yeah. When I said Barfield Road, it's...
Are you talking about the whole situation?
The whole situation, yeah. I'm going to start off with a criticism of myself here. For the life of me, I do not know why I agreed to double yellow lines in Melrose Road.
What a ridiculous
decision to make. I know why we did it, because we had a few residents complaining they couldn't get vision out.
Yeah.
But it's just exacerbated a bad situation.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we then get British Legion charging. Well, we might maybe able to change that, but that's what they've done. And then on top of that, we had the co-op charging.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Tesco's charging. It's getting to be a nightmare.
Well,
I saw that John, you put, or David put in the local plan, that the Legion Field could become a car park. But we don't lease the Legion Field. It's owned by the school.
Yeah.
We have a 12-month arrangement that we can cut it and use it for sport. But we cannot do anything else with it. It is cannot be done. And the other practical thing is that if you look at the drive up there to the Legion Field, you cannot get two cars passing each other. One will end up in the ditch. So it's not a practical... It can't be done anyway, so we don't lease it. It can't be done. So we take the Legion Field out of it. That leaves a proposal that we got on the table for Thursday's discussion. That is, can we go back to an agreement
yeah.
with the Legion? Yeah. Kirsty Moore, I was very upset, was I not? Poor old Kirsty Cocktail, I didn't mean to be. When I found out after it was too late that the British Legion had approached us informally.
But informally, that's
informally,
the problem.
That was the problem, informally. Didn't want to continue with the Colchester's scheme of paying for it to be free to residents.
Well, Colchester didn't.
Well, they stopped.
Offer, they didn't offer the money any longer.
No, but they'd have been doing it for donkey's years.
I know, but they decided that
they wouldn't do it.
Do it
the Legion approached us informally.
Can we say that a person from the Legion informally walked into the office and mentioned it? If you want to put it that, so that's
that's right. I'm not trying to push it away now, I'm just saying that
I believe was asked then to put it in writing and didn't
and he didn't do it.
So
now there's been a change of management. Chris, who was here last week, has taken a job as a school teacher somewhere.
So he's not involved with it anymore.
So he's not involved with it, not the same extent. And Claire Cook has taken over. So there's a possibility, if we wish to negotiate with them to make that car park free for a period of time.
I think the proposal on the agenda for Thursday is that we decide to approach them to ask if it's possible.
If it's possible, yeah.
That's as far as it's going.
That's as far as it goes.
Yeah. Because it's up to them to then come back and say, yes, it is, we'd like to do it, or no, it isn't, because it depends at the moment. Their contract with their parking services provider, whoever that was.
Ringo.
Ringo app. But
Ringo, if I heard it.
Yeah. So, yeah, they may have a contract with them that doesn't allow this to be changed within two or three years. But yeah, all we do is
Thursday is to, are we interested
yeah.
in offering our residents at our cost, whatever that cost might be. We're
yeah,
not
okay,
going to free,
well,
are we?
Yeah.
Because Colchester have always paid a sum of money.
But it was not much.
No.
Do we know how much it was?
I believe it was only a few hundred.
A year?
Yeah.
Things have probably changed a bit now.
No. I'm just saying that's what that was. But yeah, I'd say the proposal on Thursday is to approach them to ask if it's possible, and that's fine,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
And there are other possibilities. We might be able to approach NIP for a contribution.
Yeah, I mean, they can just join the Legion.
I'm conscious here, Bob. We're a Finance and Strategy Committee, right? Which committee is it? Is it Planning and Highways, which are responsible for the car parking? Which committee should this
come under? This committee, and you see it in the terms of reference, have got responsibility of establishing strategy. Now, the strategy here is, how do we solve the problem?
I think that's you're right, but it's also, that's a bigger thing though, isn't it? That's what we're going to do over the next to alleviate parking problems. But yes.
But it's difficult, and with benefit of hindsight, we should never have agreed to double lines in Melrose. It's exacerbated a very difficult situation.
Or not so, they're useful on the corner, because that was the problem. People parking near the corner.
Yeah, but
the extent of them, yes.
Yeah. It's like when I go up to Tottenham to watch them, they've got no parking zone on match days, and it's just moved all the traffic up to the road. We just have to be so careful what we agree to.
So the parking there is to access what? What do you
boots, mainly.
Boots have their own park spaces out the front,
do
they?
But they do, and one tries to get in there.
Yeah, well, that's yes. There are only five spaces.
Yeah.
Five spaces. But it's not just Boots's. It's the Island Pharmacy. That's the main problem I see when I drive down there, because is a yellow line already, so they shouldn't be parking.
They shouldn't.
But
people just park outside it.
People park outside it.
But well, I just want to do what we're trying to look after it.
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you could use the Legion car park if you join the Legion.
Mm.
£34 a year bargain, you see. You can park there all the time.
Yeah, so if you go into the co-op and buy a bar of chocolate, you can use that
car park, yeah.
Well, you don't have to buy anything at the co-op. You can just use the machine. Well, they're not policing the machine. It's only just inside the entrance going there.
It is for customers only.
Yeah, but I bought something the week before. But
yeah.
But anyway,
it's
non-confrontational
in the front.
What I'm trying to say is that parking is available
at
the co-op for nothing, but this is not really addressing the co-op. This is the Barfield Road area. You can park in the Legion for a fee, which I believe, I can't remember what it was, 70 pence for half an hour or something more for an hour. Or you can join the Legion for £34 a year and have parking there all the time.
See, what runs through my mind is our demographic. I don't remember the exact figures. John, you probably do. What's the percentage of people over 60? 45 or something like that? 45%
or something
like that. If we have an open job...
I saw over 50 the other day.
Well, projections are.
Yeah, projections are over 50.
Over 50, yeah. 50%.
Yes, they are. But, I mean, what does that mean?
What it means is, how adept are they at using apps?
I don't know.
I've got the Ringo app on my phone and I can use it.
No, but we can.
I've got the MI permit on my phone.
Yeah, I've got them all. Yeah.
But not everybody has. And
I know. Yeah, I know. I agree.
I don't know how we view things. I mean, I view that we are here to represent our residents and do the best job we can for our residents.
No, I agree. It's a difficult one.
And physically, people aren't now with the age profile. They don't walk. You know,
it's difficult for some people, isn't it?
Really? No, I agree, but
so we can have this debate on. I didn't intend to come to any decisions today.
Of course, as you say, we're going to.
But I think Barfield Road, the parking in the town, needs to be thought about. And clearly, your committee, John, or your group have thought about it, but unfortunately, David's not right. We cannot.
No, I put that forward as
an previously
individual idea.
But I'm just saying. On the
strategy overall thing, previously there was a parking working group, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely right.
Do we need to consider.
And that came forward for phone.
Yeah. Do we need to consider forming a parking working group again to talk this through and come back with an overall strategy rather than addressing?
Well, I don't have a problem with that, but what does worry me sometimes is the people who join these groups have vested interests. I don't want them parking outside my house. We, around this table here, have got to take a much wider view.
No, you're talking about the red line situation.
No, I'm not even talking about red lines.
But that's what I see. That's related to that.
That working party was heavily constituted in terms of the interest group, not the caravan users, but the huts, the beach huts, was represented on that. Heavy representation from Coast Road as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really itemised out in terms of interest groups. And it worked, but it was a hell of a lot of work. It was a big working group. I mean, 25, 30 people on it in the end.
Well, yeah, that's always going to be the case that people will put their opinions in, won't they?
They will.
But of course, the red lines did affect the residents along there greatly, so
that's why.
Whereas this may not so much. But no.
Depends who you talk to, doesn't it? I get complaints from people I know in Coach Road, and they're going, oh, God, 6 o'clock, this car's all the way down the road, I can't get past them.
No, you had both sides, didn't you? The ones
it's not on the agenda, is it?
It wouldn't be a
bad idea, because I think we should look at some of these roads. And your road, John, is one that we need to look at.
I know, it is absolutely, because when they bring the large caravans down, they can't get through.
It's hopeless.
They can't get through.
No. But fire engines as well. I mean, yes, they would get through, but the traffic coming up the other way, would have to somehow get off the road to let the fire engine through.
I know a few roads like that.
There's a few of those roads. Yorick Road, Nigel's quite right, but we changed Norwich Road, Yorick Road, because of the buses. Because they are not allowed to reverse. So they were really in trouble.
Mersey Avenue is quite difficult, isn't it?
Fact is that we've just got too many cars and no space to put them.
Unless we invent some more land from somewhere.
Well, visitors, we need to get them into the car parks. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Off the roads and into the car parks.
Absolutely.
But then it needs to be attractive, doesn't it? You
the
know,
car parking, yeah.
Yeah.
Either,
you know, I mean, the starting point is free. Would free car parking make people park in there?
Yes,
well, maybe,
but also double the amount of visitors as well, I should imagine.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that would work, because if you choose to visit somewhere, nobody researches what the car park costs
no.
are first. They simply drive in the other parking and we walk down.
But yeah, they get to learn, though, after they've been there once, and then return many more times,
yeah.
rather than not coming
back. I still reckon there'd be a trade-off price that says, do you know what, I'll park at the top of Seaview and walk down, but if it's the right price down there, I still think that people would tend to go down there. But
it's not much, Dave, is it, for 4 day to park at the bottom?
It may be a trade-off between a couple of ice creams for a family who haven't got 14, 15 quid.
But unfortunately, we need the revenue.
Yeah. Well, you know. We do.
I mean, the toilets do cost a lot. I mean, a lot. Well in excess of what we get in. The toilets. Once you cost in what it costs us
to
look after them, to clean them,
really,
and all the overtime and everything else and everything else and all the it's an very expensive business.
Yeah.
Has to be paid for. And you say to yourself, well, why are the residents paying for it when we have all these visitors who are parking for nothing?
Yes, I mean, that is a problem, but it's lots of attractions or towns that are attractions charge for the use of the toilets, for instance, like 50 pence. So that's another way of doing it. But I know everything like that is difficult, but it's always a debate that every tourist destination has, isn't it?
Well, they do at Frinton, I think they still
charge.
They've
got one free toilet, and then one's charging.
But of course, that's difficult to implement and will cause its own outcry as well if that were implemented.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they had them in Colchester, didn't they? You had to pay to go in the one by the car park in St John's there. I think St John's, right? Yeah, St John's.
So is there an option for us to have a variable tariff then? So could we make the least popular cheaper than the others?
Well, that's what I was thinking that Willoughby, which isn't used, could be the cheap car park.
Yeah.
But how do you get that message across? And would you lose everybody from the Esplanade paying £9 all going to Willoughby? Then all of a sudden our revenue drops. And
I don't know how everybody else does. I mean, I look at where I'm going and where I'm going to park, and if you click on something, if it tells you the tariff, then you know, so perhaps we need to look at getting it out there a little bit better. I'm not saying that's feasible, but...
Well, NEP would have to do it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to think about it. So it'll be on the agenda for September, I think. The yellow lines won't be. I think that's another subject again. Do you want to put a working group together, John? I'm sure we could consider it.
Yeah, I know. Not enough hours in the day, or certainly very, very time consuming. That's with the local plan.
It's a contentious subject, anyway, isn't it?
It is.
There's no real answer, anyway.
No.
And there's no real answer.
Whatever you do, someone's not going to like it.
But your road is the worst.
Oh, by far.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't seem to affect Fairhaven and
Embrace. No, Fairhaven is left alone, and so is Embrace. Yeah.
So I've just looked at the time, and I'm just conscious I've kept you moving
on
time
now.
So sorry about that.
That's okay.
Because you didn't need to know all this at the end. Although you probably find it a little bit interesting.
So I think we've discussed the parking for our proposals.
Chairman, can I withdraw something I said on the basis of information at this meeting?
Well, let's close the meeting first.
Okay. Well, you got
it. We'll close the meeting at that point. And
then you're coming...
The tennis lease. Can we wait just a couple of minutes?
Sure.
The tennis lease.
Close session.
So
if everybody's happy, let's
see. Yeah, we're here for you.
Thanks. I had indicated there was scope to apply for a prescriptive easement over the Legion car park as residents had right to use it over 20 years, but that is without charge. but I had not understood, as you've advised, that the city council had paid the Legion for that. So in that case, there's no scope for.
Well, that's what we thought as soon as we saw your note. Well, it's a good point, but it won't apply here.
It may apply to users of the medical practice and the dental practice in the case of the co-op car park. But I had put that to a city councillor to consider.
Okay. Well, at the moment, we've left it with a couple to talk to both the surgery and the dentist, trying to come to some amicable arrangement. The co-op's been very good, I have to say, Ian.
Right.
But the co-op won't enter into litigation, neither will the surgery and neither will the dentist. It's just not worth it.
As you say, it is up for the surgery and the dental practice to pursue that if they want
to. Well, they won't, will they?
No.
If you go into town and you go to the doctor's surgery in town, I mean in Colchester or in Braintree or wherever it happened to be, you pay for a car park. You don't think twice about it. Mm. You pay for a car park and you go and see your doctors and you don't think twice about it. It's only because it's been free here that you think about it.
Yeah, some have parking, but yes.
Can I say, it's similar to the legislation or the village green status being obtained, that if access has been allowed without charge and without issue being raised for 20 years, then that produces a prescriptive easement. And if I was to park on your front drive for 20 years and you hadn't complained about it...
Oh, I would.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. We're happy to close the public session and move on to the other.
We need to propose and
vote.
So you need to. What do we do?
Sorry.
Yes.
To resolve.